What are you doing?
Roared Zit. Johnny came up. Zit was still in his recess up there.
You dim-witted, stupid slug! If you monkey with those motors, this thing will just crash!
Thank you, Zit, said Johnny to himself.
If you leave it alone, this thing will just land by itself in 2 or 3 days!
Actually, Zit was getting panicky. There was something very peculiar about those shots the animal kept sending up the passageway. Right now, the exhale valve on his breathe mask had sparked slightly. For some minutes, he had been aware of little tiny sparks around him. He had thought they were dust motes at first, and then thought something was wrong with his eyes, that he was seeing tiny molecular flashes in his head. But this last exhale had actually sparked. Was there radiation around here? Was that animal throwing uranium dust around? Wait, were those slugs, or was that gun he used operated by radiation? He had decided he better act, regardless of consequences. Yes, there was another tiny flash when the mask exhaled spent breathe gas into the air.
You've got a mask!
Roared Zit.
This kill gas won't blow back in the drone! Just wait until it lands!
The stupid, filthy animal. Damn, Turl!
How about other people down there?
Said Johnny. That shut Zit up for the moment. He could not work out how something happening to somebody else had any bearing on what one would do for himself.
Leave those motors alone!
Screamed Zit. The Cyclo was getting hysterical. Maybe he would charge. Johnny waited, rifle in hand. No, Zit was not going to charge. He better get back to work on these nuts. He laid down the assault rifle and ducked. He took a full turn on nut number one. He came up to be sure Zit hadn't moved. The 50-pound floor plate, sailing in a deadly spin, traveling with the speed of a cannonball, struck a skid strut, glanced, and smashed into the back of Johnny's head. The assault rifle flew from his clutching hand and went out into the dark. Holding, somehow, onto consciousness, he fumbled for the revolver. There was nothing but darkness in front of his eyes.
End of CD 17.